So, Steve, even some of the most routine activities now come with a layer of risk, of course. Your typical trip to the grocery store requires certain precautions that are now the norm, masks and sanitized carts, trying to keep a safe distance from others in narrow aisles. But some people have been safer than others.
Yeah, Mark, health concerns combined with empty shelves in the early days of the pandemic have spelled opportunity for some local farmers and farmers markets. As businesses across the valley shut down, local farmers markets saw vendor sales shoot up. Some sold out every week in the first month of the pandemic, especially those offering produce and dried goods. And in the month since, people have kept coming back, seeking out fresh food and fresh air.
That has been a huge help to local farmers who lost their restaurant accounts when those businesses were shuttered. Here's Eric Schultz, owner of Steadfast Farm in Mesa.
We do supply quite a few restaurants in the Phoenix Valley, and we did lose, 40% of our revenue overnight as a result of that. So that was a scary moment when things started happening. But because of our scale being relatively small, we've been fortunate enough to be able to just kind of pivot.
When the pandemic hit, Schultz's produce was already in the ground and ready for harvest. He couldn't just wait for the virus to pass. He had to find a way to get fresh vegetables to customers' tables safely.
But while farmers markets have been thriving for years, Schultz says other models like CSA subscriptions for locally grown produce had been on the decline.
We were kind of like moving in this direction of more convenience and that, I want it now mentality.
The pandemic seems to have set back the clock, though. People who had been trading quality for convenience were suddenly interested in subscriptions and pickup options.
Shoppers went back to their roots, and Schultz thinks they liked what they found.
We're hoping that, maybe we've changed habits slightly in some people, and that a little bit of a correction in that, back to that, knowing how important it is to know your farmer and where your food comes from, and the food system, the fragility of it really was exposed in this. And so it's good to have farms in your community.
And Mark, it's always a good time for fresh food.
Absolutely.